Hey, by the way, did you see the front page of the Tribune? On Saturday, producer Griffin and I played the audio of this Joey Santor guy, this botanist, biologist guy who's got a thick Chicago accent, and he was trying to help a fox or a coyote?
Coyote cub, right?
Yeah. He was on the front page of the Tribune today, and they say he's kind of elusive. Joey Santor, not the coyote. They were having trouble getting a hold of him. But he just returned a phone call from me, and he's now on line 7. Hey, Joey, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How you doing?
You're not going to cuss now, right?
No. I can refrain from using that sort of inappropriate language while on the air.
I thought I saw in a story that you are from LaGrange, or at one time lived in LaGrange, where my wife and I kind of raised our kids in LaGrange Park. Are you from that neck of the woods?
Yeah. I grew up real nice town. It's not like these cul-de-sacs in like the northwest suburbs or further out. You know, there's a railroad that runs through there. As a kid, we could ride our bikes everywhere. It's kind of laid out on a grid. It's pretty nice.
Where'd you go to school then?
I went to elementary school there, and then in junior high, I was kind of a bad kid. You know, I didn't get into drugs or anything, but I was just, causing a lot of mischief, and I got sent away to military school. So ever since then, I was kind of, I went to school in Wisconsin for 2 years, and I got sent away to a couple different spots. And then when I was 17, I decided I'd move out to California, because I went out there to visit a friend when I was like 15 and enjoyed it. So I did that.
It's weird, though, because LaGrange does not sport a Chicago accent like you do. Where did the Chicago accent come from?
I don't know. I just, that's how my dad talks. That's how that whole side of the family kind of talks. You know, for the YouTube channel and for that video, I ham it up a bit to make an understatement. And that's mostly just to make it more funny. I mean, I guess the whole thing I view is kind of like a long-running comedy sketch that I never let go of. My friend Al Scorch and I used to make these ridiculous videos pretending just to be a couple of guys, you know? And so we would like ham that accent up and put ourselves in these situations. But, I mean, those are people we knew growing up, you know? I mean, whether it was like this guy that worked in a bike shop on Cermak Road in Cicero that I used to know. Or,
sure.
You know, the dads of friends of mine, whoever. I mean, as you know, that's a legitimate, that's a real guy.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere out there.
And actually, LaGrange Park, Western Springs, if you just go a little east, say on Ogden, then you do run into Cicero and Berwyn and places like that, and then you get all kinds of Chicago-related accents. But never mind that.
So
you've got a YouTube channel, and in it you talk about nature, biology, field conservation, animals. Your YouTube channel gets lots of views, but it kind of blew up with about 7 million views of the video of you interacting with this stray coyote. Where exactly did that happen?
That was in Northern California. And, I was going out there to just, on my days off work, I would just go out and look at plants and check out. You know, I try to place everything that I see in the context of the geology. You know, and in California, we have very varied geology, obviously. Out in Chicago, it's mostly just limestone. But I was just out going to look at plants, and I saw this little coyote running across the road. And it was like 2 p.m. and this thing looked emaciated, and I thought, that's kind of odd. It's one, it's really young. Two, it's really underweight. And three, it's 2 p.m. They're, you normally see them out at dawn or dusk. You don't really see coyotes out during the day.
In your videos, I think you also educate people a lot, maybe wittingly or unwittingly, but you talk a lot about the nature, the plants, their names and what they mean and what they mean to you. Are you self-taught, or then did you go back to school somewhere and kind of learn all of this stuff?
I'm basically all self-taught. I mean, I went to college for 2 years, but not for anything science related. And then I just, I got into nature later on and just started reading. I mean, it's, the age of the internet. You can use that time to take pictures of your food, or you can use that cell phone time to read Wikipedia and teach yourself things. I just had a lot of questions I wanted to answer. And so when I'd answer them, that would only give me 10 more questions. And I just went down this hole. I've been hanging out in libraries and museums since I was a kid. When I was like 19, I was 20 years old, I was traveling around the country a lot. And, you know, I didn't have much money, so you just go hang out in the library. And then I just would hang out there and draw and, you know, come back with, like, I'd peruse the stacks, get, like, 8 books, and then just go sit at one of those huge tables and just post up. I used to do that at Harold Washington, too. And
oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. We were just talking about Mayor Pete appearing at the Harold Washington Library later this evening. So let me just play the clip that sort of has made you lately famous. The video goes several minutes, but here's just a little of it. And I think we've caught all of the swears because you do have colorful language on your videos, particularly when you were interacting with this stray coyote that you saw. But I think it's the tenderness you show to it, how afraid and frail this little doggy is, and how when you try and pet it, he'll turn and growl and show his teeth. But he's such a pathetic creature that he doesn't have a lot of bite in that bark. When you go to help him, you're worried that if he nips at you and he's got a disease, you're in trouble. So this is just part of that video.
No, it's okay. Hey, 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 hey. It's okay. Hey, shh, 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 shh. Come here. Hey, shh, you're okay. Don't worry about it. No, you're not that tough. Come here. Hey. You got to go to a rehab facility or something. Listen to me. Hey. You probably got mange. Maybe you got rabies. I should have brought my gloves. Shh. It's okay. You need help. You know? And I just don't want to get bitten. I want to help you, but I don't want to get bitten. Did some redneck shoot your parents? What's going on? Please don't bite me. But I've had my rabies spider, if it makes you feel any better. It's okay. What happened to your folks? Huh? Did rednecks kill your folks? I think you gotta come with me. It's gonna take you to a rehab. My friend Cece works in a rehab.
He's petting the dog, the coyote, softly, and it's sort of chilling out. You see his tattooed arms. And the question I think now is, what happened to that coyote? Let's answer that in a minute on WGN. Let's finish our conversation with Joey Santor, who lives in, where do you make a home, Joey?
Oakland, California.
Joey, let's just wrap this up with this. The video that you posted of you rescuing this stray, scraggly little coyote has been viewed like 7 million times. You're on the front page of the Chicago Tribune today. What's the status of that doggy?
I mean, you know, that's the sad part is the thing. I gave it a flea bath later that night because none of the wildlife rehabs were open. The nearest one was like 2 hours from where I was. And so when I gave it a flea bath, I realized really how bad of condition it was in. I mean, I could put my hand completely around its neck. The thing was emaciated.
Yeah.
You kind of see that in the video. And so I got her to eat that night, you know, but before I was able to take her to the rehab facility the next day, she, you know, I woke up and she died. And it didn't really strike me that day. You know, it kind of hit me later. When I woke up and saw she was dead, you know, I figured whatever, wild animals die all the time, it happens. But then the next day, it kind of just stood as this larger metaphor to me. And, yeah, you know, it it bummed me out a little bit, a lot.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say that. Well, that dog was lucky. I keep calling it a dog because it's the coyote, and I think any of us with pets relate a little bit to an animal that's afraid and needs human help, and I think it was lucky to have found you even for a day. I'm sorry to hear that. What's the next video you're going to be posting then?
Actually, I just did one last night about peyote in South Texas.
of course you did.
And,
all right.
You know, I don't have to... Yeah, just from a botanical perspective, I don't advocate using the stuff, but there's a ton of cactus diversity in South Texas. They're all, you know, they occupy this really weird habitat near the Rio Grande Valley. So, yeah, it was all about just the low-growing cacti in South Texas.
I appreciate you returning our call, and thank you for doing what you did. Your 15 minutes are up, but I suspect you'll have another 15 down the road. And if folks want to follow you on, say, YouTube, Joey, how do they do that?
Yeah, it's just Crime Pays But Botany Doesn't. That's the name of the channel. And, you know, I'm not doing any of this stuff to get famous. I just want to teach people and get them to take a closer look at the non-human world around them. That's all I care about. So.
Well done, sir. Well, you certainly did that this time. We'll visit again. Thank you, Joey Santor.
Thanks a lot.
And have a good day.